See, oh wow, that's pretty amazing. Okay.
So, I just wanted to discuss one more sheet that's important in the sugya, as well as show you how this yisod that we discussed yesterday, Shitas HaRambam, is applied in a couple of places. First of all, I want to... There's no such thing as a coincidence. Today at Rabbi Avraham Willard's son's bris, so I was looking... That's where I was up to. I was looking at his father's sefer on the sugya that Adam and Simcha told me that he says something that's very similar to what we had seen yesterday. So this is not the style that we generally learn, but it's Shivasa Ratamas, and it's the end of the morning Seder. So we'll do things a little bit slightly differently. So let's take a look where he discusses the Shita Saram. We all remember from yesterday that the Rambam's Shita is that there is a bracha of Shahakal that's drunk on Shemen, even if the Shemen is imbibed, not for refuah purposes. So the question is, why does the Rambam say that it gets a bracha of Shahakal? And we also pointed out that the nuance in the Rambam was that he was Soser himself. And in the end, part of the punchline was that we said that the Rashi disagrees with the Rambam because Rashi learns that over here, the Shaila of Azuke Maskile, he says that there's no bracha because it's being mazik the person. In contrast, Azuke Maskile damaging the fruit itself. And then we concluded that all the words in Rashi are meduyik. When Rashi says Azuke maske ligufe ve'enzu achila shetuna bracha v'gabi bracha v'achalta ksiv. So Rashi is emphasizing the bracha achrona because the bracha achrona is dependent on sevia. By the way, Simcha pointed out to me it's not muchrach to fit it into a kesef mishnah entirely, but I'll say it in Rashi itself on my own. And that is Rashi quotes the bracha achrona because bracha achrona emphasizes final hana. How the fruit was used, that's not important as long as you are getting hana from it. So if you got hana from it, then by definition, that's going to be enough to mechayiv a bracha. So the Rambam Sheeter of Willard points out that there's an Ololos Ephraim, that's what that Rosh Teva stands for, on page Pei Dalet, L'chaim Pirish Ololos Ephraim, and he goes through a couple possible explanations in the Rambam, and we'll see with how he ends up, and one more interesting nekuda over there, and then we'll go to the Shitas HaRashba. L'chaim Pirish Ololos Ephraim, the Rambam Sover Karashba, not the Rashba from today, but rather the Kol Refuah Mevarach Shehakol. We're going to get a couple Yediyos now that we need to store for the rest of the Zman. Ukedinir b'gemara, shisa raka de l'refua ka'avdi mevarech shahako. That if there is a very thin doughish mix that people used to drink for refua, so then you make a shahako. V'shem in shani, the afal pishu miskan refua mekom mokom derech hanasau u'mevarech bar priya eggs. But since it's the derech normally to eat the shemen in such a manner, then the bracha is going to be eggs. Val pizek kosam, the l'rambam shos a shemen be'en shalol refua, so the Olos Ephraim has an interesting pshat. He wants to say like this, that if it's just stam l'refua, if a person drinks it stam l'refua, so then the bracha is going to be shahako. However, it has to be in a manner that's normal to drink. If it's mazik, then it would not. So the Olos Ephraim is a new pshat in the Rambam. His pshat in the Rambam is that the reason why it's going to get is drunk, get a bracha of shahakol, is because when you drink it in such an obtuse manner, so then every refuah gets a shahakol. So that's interesting shita. There's a shita out there that says every refuah gets a shahakol. However, Rabbi Willig says that the Olos Ephraim's pshat is difficult. Vein pirzan nira. Din kein hayilo l'ramam lichto b'feir shem varchin al shemen be'en kishe'en achola. Then the Rambam should have spelled out that when he's not chola, then there's no bracha. The Rambam doesn't say that. Must be that this has nothing to do with the halacha refuah. So Olos Ephraim's pshat in yesterday's difficult Rambam is that every refuah gets a shahakol. That's why that's what the Rambam means. Sharei lo nene b'tam hashemen. However, he asks that at the end of the day, then the Rambam should have qualified whether we're talking about a chole or not. And therefore, he's mechadish. By the way, you could read over this whole piece because we're going to come back to some of these yesodos in the future. Therefore, he's mechadish on the bottom line. Look at this chiddush. He was mechaving to his Rebbe. Either he forgot his Rebbe taught him this, he forgot the Rav said it, or he was mechaving on his own. Kemat says the pshat that we saw from the Rav. L'chein yirah, the Rambam ain't dim yuchat shal mazik klal. Kushis Hagemara Zuke Maske Ratzalomer De Ainze Kederach Achilasa. What does it mean, Kederach Achilasa? The derech to eat the fruit or the shemen. V'chol she'ein derech achilasa mevarach shehakol. V'zehu kasa ram shalo nene b'tam ha-shemen. Klomer she'ein ha'na kedarka. V'tam ze ola achola she'shosa be'en. So mamish devar that we said yesterday, I don't remember if the Rav said that as the pshat shalo nene b'tam ha-shemen, but Rabbi Willig says the black and white. He's not nene b'tam ha-shemen, so therefore by definition, the bracha is only going to be a shakol because you're not using it in its ideal form. Rabos, I go through this piece. Again, we're going to come back to some of the Mar Mekomos that he discusses here in the next couple of dafim. One more point that I just want you to show that he quotes from Rav Shechter that fits in very well with the way we had learned the sugya also. If you go to the next column, on page Hey, he writes, Umori v'rabi hagrat Shechter shlita tiret in the periodical Hadarom. Deshos Hashem in maziku. V'gam havishalo kederach achilasa. So he learns like this. Rav Shechter learned like this. The Gemara, to get to know bracha, as the way Rashi learns, needs to jump through two hoops. Number one, it needs to prove that the shemen is mazik, and also it's not kederach achilasa. Why? V'kivan shavid derech lo kederach achilasa. Here, lo kederach achilasa means that's not the normal way to eat the shemen. Iev shelvarach baruch creates. U'mikol makom yesh lomar shahakol. But you could still say shahakol. Ulozeh hochichu mitruma demaziku vein bracha klal. So Rav Shechter learns essentially the way we had learned up shot in the Gemara, but with a nuance that we didn't touch on. And that is, he claims even according to Rashi, this is pshat according to Rashi, the Gemara needs to prove that there's no bracha because you need to prove, number one, it doesn't get an eights. That's the first step. Then shelo kederach achilasa. But even if it's shelo kederach achilasa, then maybe still it's going to get a shahakol. In other words, he's assuming that the Rambam and Rashi would agree that if it's shelo kederach achilasa, it's not going to get a borer priyot. And therefore, the Gemara proves from Truma that it's entirely mazik and there's no bracha at all. Very similar to the way that we had learned pshat, but Rav Shechter claims that even according to Rashi, both criterion are true, and the Gemara shows that number one, it doesn't get the bracha aruya, and number two, from Truma, you see that's mazik entirely. Now, I pointed out to you, the Rambam didn't learn the raya from Truma that way. The Rambam understood the raya from Truma that you're not using the fruit in its appropriate form. So you see that Rabbi Willick says this pshat, you see that he quotes an Olos Ephraim, and then I decided not to do with you the... You, many of you could follow the Ein Perish Zanira, but to keep things as brief as possible in Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, I'll leave that for you to do on your own. It's kedai to take a look at. Now, let's go to the Shitas Hami'iri. We know that it's the Shita of Haigon, as argued with by the Mi'iri, as we'll see in the Rajba, but let's do it Kesedra Hadvarim, the way we learned in the Beis Medrash, based on our Mahalik, right, from Reb Chaim, that the way you learn in the Beis Medrash is the way you learn with the Talmidim. So let's do it that way. Let's see how we learned it up in the Beis Medrash, and then see how it evolves when we take a look at the Rajba. He quotes, Va'af ga'oinei ha-rishayim, four lines from the top, the Mi'iri quotes, Va'af ga'oinei ha-rishayim chilku b'shem and al-idei ha-nigrin ben chol ha-shabbos. Wow. Amazing shita. She'b'shabbos mevarech alav borei priya eitz. On Shabbos, you make a bar priya eitz on that nigrin. Four lines on the top of the mi'iri. Ubechol, einu mevarech alav. But during the week, you don't make a bracha. Ve'ein elu dvarim shel tam. And the shita doesn't make any sense. Rabbosai, could you make some sense out of the shita, just even pshat in the Gemara? Why would the... Just first, we always go most basic pshat. Why in the world would Rav Haigon... I know that the Gemara says that they would drink with an anigron on Shabbos. The Seder. So they drank with an anigron on Shabbos, you didn't have the Yisrafua. But why in the world would that say that the bracha would only be a eight on Shabbos, and during the week, then the bracha would not be anything. Eino mevarech alav. There's no bracha at all. So what's Pashup Shat? How do you learn Pashup Shat over here? What's Pashup Shat and Rav Haigon? So Pashup Shat Lechura is like this. Pashup Shat is that on Shabbos, the reason why it gets a bracha is because the only way you could clean your throat, you could
allow your throat to get its refuah is by drinking it al yidei nigron. Otherwise, it's obvious that it's refuah. But what happens if it's during the week? What do you do during the week? You know, it's reminiscent of? It's reminiscent of someone who needs to have mouthwash, but for some reason can't gargle. It has to swallow it. So that's not normal, right? But gargling is a normal thing. So during the week, the normal thing is to gargle it. Now, even if you drink it as an anigron, so by definition, then it loses its bracha entirely. Why? Why does it lose its bracha entirely? Oh. So now, one could be masbir in the following way. And this is how Adam wanted to say. When Adam saw the Me'iri, Adam wanted to say a beautiful yisod. Based on what we had seen from Rav Soloveitchik and what Rabbi Willick says over here, maybe one could be masbir of Haigon like this. That when it's on Shabbos, so then you're using the Shemen in its ideal form. If you're using the Shemen in its ideal form, so then in such a case it gets its bracha. However, when you're not using the Shemen in its ideal form, so then in such a case it doesn't get a bar priya eitz. That's how Adam wanted to say the Shemen. Based on what we had said before, then l'chura, we would say there wouldn't get an eitz. Now, Rabosai, I have two questions on this, why I don't think it's the pshat in Rav Haigon. Number one is, why then, according to Adam's pshat, would we say, u'bechol eino mevarech alav? Why is it that it doesn't get a bracha at all? What does Rav Haigon mean? B'chura Rav Haigon is saying that the Shemen is absolutely nothing during the week. But according to you, it's not that the Shemen is nothing. It just doesn't get the eitz, but still going to get a shahakal. Unless you're going to say he just means einu mevarech alav vis-a-vis the bracha of eitz. That's the okay. But it would have been nicer for him to say a little bit differently than uvechol einu mevarech alav. But still, it's a decent shot. However, the Rashba learns the shita of Haigon in a slightly different way. He says what we had said in Rav Haigon. And I wanted him to say what Rav Soloveitchik said, but he doesn't say it. Let's take a look and see how he presents the Rav Haigon. In the Rashba, umikol makom, three lines from the top on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, le'inyin bracha ki shasalei b'shav saideh nigra mevarech la bar priyetz la yikari shemen. And then the Rashba disagrees, and then he explains the Svara of Rav Haigon very similar to what we had said earlier. But then he says, it all depends on what the person's kavan is going to be. If he wants to use the shemen, then he thinks that would get an eitz, otherwise not. But yesh l'daye, that the Rashba uses a different lashon describing Rav Haigon. He says, mishum da'agle anigron ikar v'shemen tfeilalo. He says, because anigron is the ikar, and the shemen is the tafel. In contrast to on Shabbos, the shemen is the ikar, and the anigron is the tafel. So, according to the Rashba, it's a different cheshbon than Adam had originally wanted to say based on what we had said yesterday. And that is, at the end of the day, on Shabbos, the reason why you're drinking it is because of the Shemen. If it's because of the Shemen, so then by definition, it's going to get our eitz. In other words, in the halachos of Ikar V'Tafel, even if it's the minority, if that's the primary reason you're drinking it, that's what comes out from this Rashba, then by definition, it gets that bracha. However, according to the opinion of the Chalkim, so then we say no. The Chalkim say that we're not going to differentiate between Shabbos and Chol. It all depends on what the person's kavana. Ultimately, the Rashba says that if the kavana is the main reason you're doing this for the Shemen, then it gets a bracha of Shemen. If you're doing it for the Anigron, so in such a case it gets the bracha of Hadamah, of an anigron. Shabbos and Chol itself is not going to govern those halachas. It was, Adam's ha'ara was very, very nice, but it doesn't fit into the hagdara of the Rashba. Okay, one more point that I want to go back that I only emphasized yesterday at the end of the shiur before, just say a couple of words of machshava for the avodas hayom of Shival Sobitam. It's just a couple, one more, I just want to get one more thing that we didn't get last time for Zevi. And that is the following. Lechura, the Rav, had a very, very strong raya to Shitas HaRambam. We have three different rayas that say that if you don't use the fruit in its idyllic form, so in such a case the bracha is what? The bracha is a shahakol and not the ha'etz adama that was supposed to get. The question is, Lechura, how could Rashi disagree with this? How could Rashi say that the only reason you're going to say that gets a no bracha is because it's mamish mazik? We learned that according to Rashi, if it would be not used in its idyllic way, it still would get the same bracha. So first of all, I want to point out that Rav Shechter Taka disagrees with our Hanacha. Rav Shechter, what we just quoted from Rabbi Willig, said no, that even Rashi agrees with that, but Rashi claims that the Raya from Truma is going to do two things. It's going to show you that number one, you knock it down a bracha, and number two, that it's going to be mazik. I don't think that's the pshat of Rashi, because I thought that Rashi is coming to be mafkia from that halacha when he says v'achalta, and that's what pushes Rashi to learn azuke mazike differently than the Rambam. That's why I understood Rambam is different than Rashi. But I have to now admit that Rav Shechter did not understand the Gemara this way. I still, in my smallness, I still think that until someone proves me otherwise, I think our pshat of reading Gemara is still correct. So then how is it that Rashi is going to deal with all those other Gemaras, that if you don't use it in its idyllic form? So I just want to point out that all of those cases, at least the case of Korah, there we talk about bamboo shoots. Over there, if you don't use it in its idyllic form, it doesn't even have a shame tree, as we're going to see. Tomorrow, Emir Teshem will do the sugya of Kimcha Dechiti. There, if we're talking about ground flour and you eat it, then of course it doesn't get the bracha, not because you're not using it in idyllic form. It doesn't have that status of a pri at all. And finally, the case of a dover hanerach al chai, that you're mevashalit, also, it's not that the pshat is that you're not using its idyllic form. Its status is entirely changed when you cook it. So for all of those things, one could be mazbir Rashi differently than what the Rav had said. The Rav claimed that all these gemaras are bring out his chiddush. That's a massive chiddush to say that if you don't use it in its idyllic form, by definition, it doesn't get that bracha. L'chura Rash, the rayas, all the rayas that are salvagic brought, one could be mefakpeg with every single one of them.
There's one brief thought about the avodas hayom.